with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration has won a transgender case at the Supreme Court. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Justices are allowing the administration to enforce a policy blocking transgender and non-binary people from choosing a sex on their passport that's different from their biological sex. In January, President Trump signed an executive order declaring the U.S. would recognize two sexes, male and female, based on birth certificates and biological classification. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, arguably the most powerful woman in the history of American politics, says she won't seek re-election.
The 85-year-old Democrat, a mother of five who started in politics as a volunteer, has represented San Francisco, California for nearly 40 years. In 2007, she became the first woman elected as House Speaker. She helped steer landmark policies like the Affordable Care Act, Dodd-Frank financial reforms, and the repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. In her announcement post, she left those who sent her to Congress with a call to action.
We have made progress. We have always led the way. And now we must continue to do so by remaining full participants in our democracy.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Major U.S. airports are among those facing 10% reductions in air traffic Friday because of the government shutdown. A list distributed to airlines and obtained by the Associated Press includes airports in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles among the 40 that will see flights slashed. The Federal Aviation Administration is imposing the reductions to take pressure off air traffic controllers who are federal employees and have worked without pay during the shutdown. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points. This is SRN News. A female hockey player calls it quits.
Rachel Stoneberg doesn't want to play against men, and under the law in Minnesota where she lives, she would have to. The Women's Hockey Association of Minnesota has several men playing on its teams, and Stoneberg, in a social media post, says it's time to draw a line. Writing on X, Stoneberg says of the league, quote, "They do not care about my safety or the sanctity of the sport. I can no longer participate in a league that does not care about me." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Dutch venue has canceled a historic Hanukkah concert because one of the singers is connected to the Israeli army. Amsterdam's Royal Concert Hall is ending 10 years of Hanukkah concerts over Shai Abramson, a retired IDF member who serves as the army's cantor. The concert series was first revived in 2015, 70 years after it was halted by the Nazis during their occupation of Holland. This is SRN News. It may be hard to believe, but one prediction has Americans spending more this holiday season.
They're expected to spend more than last year, despite economic uncertainty and rising prices. The 2025 forecast from the National Retail Federation predicts that shoppers will collectively spend over $1 trillion in November and December, an increase of 3.7% to 4.2% compared with last year. But the Federation says more Americans are growing selective, and they're focused on discounts.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. The Congressional Budget Office confirmed Thursday that it had been hacked. This small government office provides objective analysis to support lawmakers during the budget process. Caitlin Emma, a spokeswoman for the CBO, says the agency identified the security incident and took immediate action to contain it. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.